Could methotrexate replace prednisone as first-line therapy in lung sarcoidosis? Find out about this and more in today's PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. I'm your host, Senior VP Medical Director, Dr. Tim Wright, coming to you today from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Here are today's stories. A newly published randomized clinical control trial in the New England Journal of Medicine compared 24 weeks of methotrexate versus prednisone in treatment-naive pulmonary sarcoidosis. Both groups showed similar gains in forced vital capacity, with 6.1% improvement in the methotrexate group and 6.8% improvement in the prednisone group. Where methotrexate stood out was in safety. Patients avoided common steroid toxicity such as hyperglycemia, weight gain, insomnia, and mood disturbances. For clinicians, this means methotrexate can be considered a first-line option, especially for patients at high risk for glucocorticoid complications. The authors have the following caveats. Methotrexate has a slower onset, and laboratories are required for hepatic and hemolytic toxicity, so shared decision-making is essential. This trial provides strong evidence for an individualized approach and may signal a paradigm shift away from steroids as the default starting point in pulmonary sarcoidosis management. In our next story, we learn from a JAMA Network Open study surveying 1,276 U.S. adults on their perceptions of physicians who use AI. Ads mentioning AI, whether for diagnostic, treatment, or administration, consistently scored lower on competence, trustworthiness, empathy, and willingness to schedule an appointment versus control, with no mention of AI. Establishing trust directly impacts treatment adherence and ultimately patient outcomes. When incorporating AI-driven decision support tools in clinical practice, maintaining transparency is essential, according to the authors. How clinicians communicate the role of AI is also critical. They should frame it as a tool that enhances their clinical expertise rather than one that replaces professional judgment. Clinicians should proactively explain benefits, such as faster diagnostics, safety checks, while reinforcing that the ultimate decisions remain patient-centered and physician-led. Patient confidence is a clinical variable. This research reminds clinicians that communication strategies are as critical as the tech itself. And finally, we learn of a multi-center randomized clinical control trial in New England Journal of Medicine that evaluated whether giving two additional ondansetron doses for home use after emergency department discharge improved outcomes in pediatric gastroenteritis. Over 1,000 children were randomized. Those receiving the take-home doses had significantly lower rates of moderate to severe vomiting and fewer emergency department revisits requiring IV rehydration, compared to those who received only an in-emergency department dose. No increase in adverse events was observed. For clinicians, this represents a practical, low-risk intervention. Consider prescribing or dispensing short courses of ondansetron for home use after emergency department management. It improves hydration outcomes, enhances parental satisfaction, and reduces hospital burden. And that's today's medical news. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at PeerDirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@PeerDirect.com. Subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, or TuneIn. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing, Medical News Roundup, and just ask, what's my Flash Briefing? Thanks today to Sean Mullen, Norm Dion, and Bryce Sadie for production assistance. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.